أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 83 Al-Mutaffifin, The Stinters, Makkan Period. Title: The word Al-Mutaffifin occurring in the opening verse constitutes the surah's title. Period of Revelation. Both its style and content suggest that this surah must have been revealed in the early days of the Makkan period. At that point in time, a series of surahs had been sent down in quick succession in order to persuade the Makkans of the doctrine of the hereafter. Internal evidence indicates that this surah was revealed when the Makkans had started persecuting the Muslims in the form of mockery and humiliation. At this juncture, they had not as yet taken to physical torture. Some Quranic scholars, however, regard it as a Madinan surah. What accounts for this misperception is the following report by Ibn Abbas. He stated, "When the Prophet, peace be upon him, arrived in Medina, he noted that the people there were stinters in that when they took from others by measure, they took their full share. But when they themselves measured or weighed for others, they gave less than what was due to them. Then Allah sent down Surah Al-Mutaffifin and the locals gave up stinting." Nasai, Ibn Majah, Ibn Mardawi, Ibn Jarir, and Bayhaqi. However, as pointed out by us in the introduction to Surah Al-Dahr, it was customary among companions and successors to relate thus a particular verse or surah to its circumstantial setting. So doing, they did not have in mind its chronology or date of revelation. What emerges at most from Ibn Abbas's above report is that on observing the malpractice of stinting among the Medinans, the Prophet, peace be upon him, by Allah's leave, recited this particular surah to them, which set matters right. Subject matter and themes. The hereafter is the surah's main concern. Verses 1 to 6 censure, in particular, traitors for stinting. Of the numerous social ills of the day, this is singled out as an illustration of the evil which overtakes a society that does not believe in life after death. Unless man is fully convinced about his accountability on the day of judgment, when he will have to render his account for every penny, he cannot be absolutely honest in his dealings. Some may practice honesty as a good policy only on a limited scale, yet they do not follow it if it does not prove beneficial for them. Only God consciousness and a firm belief in the hereafter can infuse true and abiding honesty and fairness in man, for then he takes honesty as part of his religious duty, not some policy that may be followed only as long as it is rewarding for him. The surah's opening part thus effectively presses home the nexus between excellent morals and the doctrine of the hereafter. Verses 7 to 17 declare that the misdeeds of evildoers are being recorded, and they are destined for their devastating loss on the day of judgment. Verses 18 to 28 describe the happy end of the pious. Their good deeds are also being entered into the exalted record maintained by angels. At the end, the believers are comforted, whereas the unbelievers are warned of the dire consequences for their maltreatment of those who profess and practice faith. On the day of reckoning, these culprits will undergo terrible punishment, which will gratify the pious.